Jays are 8-4. They're on fire out of the gate. They won again last night. And Aaron Sanchez, his third start of the year. The first couple of starts, he looked good. Didn't necessarily get the numbers going his way, but he looked good, and he had it going last night. A no-hitter going into the eighth. Caught up with Aaron about an hour ago, and I began the conversation by asking him to take us back into the dugout. Seventh inning, you've got a no-hitter going. What's running through your mind before you go out there for the eighth?
Well, I know I'm six outs away, which is pretty cool. I've never been that close to throwing a no-hitter in my career, so obviously you know what's at stake, but you just try to make pitches. That's kind of what my whole focus was on the whole night. It was just about making pitches. So when I went out there, I really didn't put too much stress into anything. You know, it was still a very close game, so my mindset was more about winning the game than it was throwing a no-hitter.
Are you superstitious at all? Were you staying away from your teammates, your manager, your coach? I mean, did you change up your routine? What happened?
No, I'm not that very superstitious, but I could start feeling people walking away from me. I'd go get water, and I would try to dab them up, saying, "Hey, nice play here, nice play there," and it's a quick dab and get out of there. So, yeah, you could tell people didn't want to talk to me. You know, I know everybody in the baseball world is superstitious. Don't talk to the pitcher. Don't do this. But you know, for me, it was such a close game. I was more worried about making sure that we won that game than what was what was going on otherwise. So, it was a great night for me. Great team win for our team. So everything's rolling for us right now, and we just got to continue doing this.
Okay, what if a teammate broke that code though? What if he walked up to you and said, "Dude, you got a no hitter going here. Like, you've got to close this. We're all pulling for you." How would you react? Would you assume that he was goofing on you? Would you tell him he's got to take a lap? I mean, what would you say to that guy?
I would just kind of laugh and kind of just like shake it off as if he didn't even say anything, to be honest. I mean, obviously, I'm looking at the board. I see it out there, so it's not. I think at that point he's more stating the obvious. But if I were to go out there and then maybe give it up that next inning or that next pitch or something, you could say something. But at that point, it's not. Who knows in this game, man? There were so many great plays that no hitter could have been broken in the first when Pierce was running in the gap. You know, it could have been broken up on the play that Devin made two innings before that. So, hats off to those guys, and it was just a fun night
with Aaron Sanchez here on Overdrive. So let's get to the actual hit. Tim Beckham steps up and he launches one towards third. Now, this debate is going on big time in Toronto. Every Blue Jay fan has an opinion on it. A lot of people think that should have been ruled an error. Do you think it should have been called a hit or an error?
I don't really care. The score is decision, and they called it a hit, so it was a hit. If it wasn't an error, the next guy got a hit anyway. So could have things changed? Yeah, things probably could have changed, but it doesn't matter. We got the win, and that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Well, you guys are off to a great start, man. 8-4. Big difference from last April, needless to say. I mean, last year was tough. How much of a focal point was that during spring training, making sure you guys got off to a better start?
I don't think we really – obviously everybody knows where we were and what we did last year and last April, and we got off to a terrible start. But, you know, there were so many things that happened early on in April last year that, you know, we couldn't really control. So I think people understood and guys in this clubhouse understood what we did and what we needed to change. And a lot of these guys have been on the roster that's been to those playoffs, you know, and they know what it takes to win every night. You know, just things kind of fell apart last year early for us, and we never really found a way to kind of bounce back. So to come out and do what we're doing, you know, we've got great pitching, our bullpen's been stepping up, hitters have been doing their thing. It's been a team effort, and it's been fun.
And you've avoided the blisters, and that's what really threw you off a year ago. And as you've mentioned, I mean, they were a part of the program in 2016 when you were top 10 in votes for a Cy Young, and you had an absolutely magnificent season. You look like you're back to the 2016 form. You look like you're comfortable. But did your routine change? I mean, how have you handled what happened last year, and specifically the blisters?
Yeah, I mean, last year, that last year was what it was. You know, I don't want to really get back into talking about my finger. It's gone. I feel good. But it just one thing led to another that led to another, and I couldn't really catch up from it. This year I haven't seemed to have a problem, and my routine really hasn't changed. It's, you know, I got fallen behind on some things, and we just couldn't catch up. So I'm in a good spot. My finger's in a good spot, and hopefully I continue to keep it there for the remainder of the season.
With Aaron Sanchez of the Blue Jays, your first two starts were at the Rogers Center, so you knew what kind of atmosphere and environment you were going to deal with. Last night,
for sure.
Outdoors, it's cold, man. Up and down the East Coast, it has been really, really cold. What's that like, pitching in that kind of weather?
Yeah, you just got to take it. We came from Texas, which was pretty cold too, so you kind of get your body used to it. I got to throw my side there. I got to, you know, play catch out there. So I was luckily kind of accustomed to the weather before we got here. It actually was colder in Texas than it was here. So you just try to execute. I mean, at the end of the day, that's what this game's about. You know, I felt like once you get warmed and once you get hot, you really don't cool off. You know, they have heaters here in the dugout that kind of kept me warm. We have the luxury of getting to stay in the tunnel if we need to. So I felt fine majority of the night. Once I got loose, I really didn't have a problem.
I think your two biggest rivals over the past 3 or 4 years have been Texas and Baltimore, just because of the playoff history and some of the other stuff. We know what happened in Texas, and Jose Bautista was in the middle of a lot of it, but you've been a big part of those two rivalries as well. Does it still feel that way to you, or do you feel like you guys have kind of moved on from where you were over the past 2 or 3 years with those two teams in particular?
I mean, I think it's always going to be there. You know, those are always stamped, and you know, what happens. So yeah, you know, some people can feel some type of way towards those situations. I think for us, we just want to win games. You know, that's what we're here to do. We're here to put this team in a good position at the end of the year to hopefully be fighting for something. So it doesn't matter who we're playing against or who's out there we're competing against. I think our mindset is just win that night.
Well, you guys went to back-to-back ALCS appearances, and then last year we know what happened. You ran into the injuries. You had a horrible April, couldn't get it back on track, end up with 76 wins. Then all of a sudden, the whole baseball world, it appears, has moved on from you guys, and everyone's handed the division to Boston, and albeit they're off to a great start, or the Yankees, but you guys have been better than the Yankees. You guys have led the division in runs scored, which I think has surprised a lot of people. Do you feel like the baseball world was undervaluing you guys or looking past you guys coming into this season?
I mean, but rightfully so. There were so many big moves made in the division where, you know, the teams look better on paper, and you got to go out there and compete and get it done at the end of the day. Like I said, and I'll say it again, these guys have been on teams that won. You know, we know what it takes to get to that point where we want to be at, and it starts now, and I think that's our focus, and now teams are seeing we knew what type of players we had, we knew what kind of guys we had in this clubhouse, and it was all about just going out there and executing on our end.
As for the Yankees, when you've got Judge into Stanton into Sanchez, three right-handed bats, big power hitters, you're a right-handed arm, you throw heat. I mean, do you relish that opportunity to meet the middle of that lineup, or I mean, how do you approach the Yankees and their big hitters compared to any other lineup?
I think it all comes down to executing. Yeah, you know, a mistake it could be hit a long way, so you try to limit those. But at the end of the day, you go over game plan before the game. You see what they've been doing over the last few weeks. You try to exploit what they're going through, and you just compete. I mean, at the end of the day, it's me versus you, and let's see how it shakes out. So, you know, you try to not put too much effort into it. Obviously, you understand who they are. You understand what they can do. But at the same time, we got to go out there and compete.
The Jays are off to an 8-4 start. They wrap up their series in Baltimore tonight. He had an absolutely outstanding performance last night in Baltimore. He is Aaron Sanchez. We can't thank you enough. Congrats on a great outing last night. Best of luck down the road, and let's do it again soon. Thanks, man.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
There's Aaron Sanchez, no hitter going into the eighth last night, but in the end, they got the win. He's pitched really well. Blisters have not been a problem.
Playing some sort of entertaining brand of baseball, too.
Like last night, they had to grind, right? Last night was not, they weren't hitting bombs all over the park.
Well, the night before that, Pierce, 3-0 pitch, piped, Donaldson, grand slam.
Granderson the night before. Like, they're getting big at-bats from the guys that they need that kind of performance from.
Yeah.
And the arms, if they start catching up to, you know, Estrada's on the mound tonight, he's pitched pretty well. Garcia's pitched pretty well. Sanchez, obviously, considering what happened last night.
Stroshow's got to get moving.
He's got to get moving. Yeah, he's got to get moving. Hap pitched really well his last time out. So, you know, if the rotation is there and the bats stay alive, not necessarily to this extent, they're not going to lead the division in runs scored. But if they can be a mediocre offense and a top five rotation, top five arms, that's a formula for winning games.